Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gor Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is the Bulgarian planche beast, an inspiration for the workout scene. I'm really happy to welcome you to the show, Stefan Irotev from Bulgaria.
Hello, guys. My name is Stefan Irotev from Bulgaria. I'm 20 years old.
Awesome. Happy to have you here. Happy that you take the time. People always requested you, the Bulgarian beasts. You have this legendary gym there where there are like a lot of strong athletes. And we already interviewed Viktor Kamenov. So I'm really happy to welcome you as the second strong athlete from this legendary gym. And yeah, let's kick off with your presentation. Who are you? What do you do in normal life, in real life?
First, thank you for inviting me to this interview. So I'm studying measuring equipment in Technical University. I finished my high school with measuring equipment too. So I want to be on next level, like to finish my university. I'm training work calisthenics 8 years almost. About our gym, actually, I started to train there in the end of the 2012 when I met first Viktor there. And for first 2 years, I wasn't so consistent in the sport, but with the time, I just found that this is my way of life.
So you're 20 now, if I understood it right, and you started in 2012. So you were like a child. How old were you?
I was almost 12, actually.
And you started with calisthenics then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before this, I was doing other sports like handball, swim, and etc.
Wow. So yeah, like is it normal in Bulgaria that gymnastics and calisthenics are they is it like big sports in Bulgaria?
About the gymnastics, kind of. We have a lot of actually, you know, Jordan Yovchev. He is one of the best gymnastics in the world. But about the calisthenics, no. It's not something big.
Okay. So when you started with almost 12, how did your workout go? Did you do the basics or did you start with advanced movements already?
So at the beginning, my first main goal and idea was to build a good body shape. So I started with basics. First month, I was doing only pull-ups and dips. And the second, I started to do muscle-ups. Like for 2 months, I did 12 muscle-ups.
Wow, with 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's insane. Okay. So pull-ups, muscle-ups, how did the evolution continue?
First year, I was doing only basics and pull-ups, dips, muscle-ups, and other basic elements. The second year, I started to go to competitions just to watching what are they doing and how the sports is changing. You know? And in 2014, I started to do more elements. I started to learn planche, front levers, and other static elements.
Okay. So in your beginning, you did a lot of basics and yes, you started with these movements. Do you think it was important for your progress afterwards in planche and front lever?
I think everybody who start to do calisthenics must have at least basic strength, you know, just to build from pull-ups and push-ups, even dips. You have to build one level to improve it. You can't start without any strength to do elements.
Okay.
Actually, you can, but you're exposed to more injuries.
Okay. Did you have any injuries in your career?
Yeah, in 2019, there is a competition in Poland, and actually on the competition, I just fell from there, and I feel some pain in my knee. Then I didn't take care about the knee after this competition, but it was looking really bad. I mean, it wasn't look so good. So I went to Moscow for the second competition with probably ripped connection and meniscus, but I didn't know that. And after the second competition, I continued to work out. And then this thing happened for second time. I fell from the bar, and then I understood that I ripped my cross connection because the pain was really bad. So then I went to the hospital, and they checked, and they understand that I ripped the connection and the meniscus. So I was out of the workout like almost 1 year. Not completely, like 9 months, because I had surgery. So, yeah.
Wow. This meant you weren't able to do pull-ups or some basic movement?
Actually, I was doing statics. I didn't have problem, so I was doing only statics without any dynamics.
Okay.
I mean, there is no excuse about that. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. That's the good thing about street workout, that you don't always need your legs, that you can work around that. How tall and heavy are you right now?
My weight is 70 kilos, and I'm 1.76 meters.
176. Okay. That's cool. People are always interested, the community. How long did it take for you from the first workout in 2012, the first street workout training session, to your first full planche? How many years were in between, or how much time?
So my progress was really slow. I started to do Strato in 2014, but July, I think, I started to do Strato January, and July I was doing Strato planche with not good form. And then it took me like almost 1.5 years to unlock full planche and to do some full planche, like 5 or 6 seconds with not good form.
Okay. So the transition from straddle planche to full planche was quite hard for you.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Is it because of your height or?
No, it was because I wanted to be more completed, like my progress to be completed. I focused on planche and levers. Mm-hmm. And the method to which I used, it wasn't the good one for me.
Okay. So do you think like working on planche and front lever at the same time, is it working, or do you need to work only on planche and only on front lever to make progress?
It depends on the person, because, you know, there is a people who it's easier to learn front levers and do more things on levers, and the same on the planche. So the planche was for me, but not the lever. So
okay. Are you in general more a push person? Are you stronger in push movements than you are in pulling movements?
Yeah, I think for pushing, for me personally.
Okay.
But this doesn't mean that I'm not doing any pull-ups. I'm trying to improve my weak points.
But you just know that you have to work harder to progress in front lever or like in levers in general, I guess.
Yes, but if you want to have good good level, you work on it.
Yeah.
Even sure. if you don't like it. Yeah.
That's it. So how long did you take for the front lever from your first workout, like included all the basics and the year of basics only?
Almost the same time like the straddle plunge.
Wow. And that already shows your strength in the pushing movements, because for a lot of people, that's at least what I see, but the front lever is easier to learn than a straddle planche. But there are these few athletes who are like have like a straddle planche before the front lever. So it really depends from person to person. It's just my feeling that there are more people who are stronger in pulling movements than pushing movements. Or what do you think?
I think... Personally, it depends on the people, you know. So if you take, for example, Netko, his pulling power is much, much better than his pushing. And you can see how easier for him to do pull-ups and other stuff, for example.
Sure.
If I work on his program for lever, for the front lever, I won't be able to do the same pull-ups as like him.
And is it a reason of it's a reason of genetics, right?
Yeah, it's all about genetics.
Okay. Do you have some advice that you would give to somebody who has the same height as you and wants to progress in planche, like in general, advice for somebody who is like also taller? Like, you're not the tallest guy like in planche, but in general, like the advice that you would give to somebody who is like 176 to 180 approximately.
So yeah, he just have to work on his elements. And personally for me, I prefer to be more balanced, you know. I focused on planche and lever, but this means that your progress won't be so fast, because you're separating your power on two things, not one. So if you focused only on one thing, like planche or lever, you're going to progress it more faster.
Okay, makes sense. What are your favorite exercise that you recommend for the planche?
Progressions. If you want to learn planche, you have to do more progressions. And again, depends on the person, because on some people, rubber bands help more, and others attempts third progress. So you can combine third of the basics or other exercises to progress it.
What is your opinion on leg workouts in general? Is it a focus, or is it just something that you do for health, or is it something that's counterproductive for statics? What do you think about it?
So before the injury, I wasn't so consistent with workout on legs. So my only workouts for legs was swimming and handball. And after the injury, I took a lot of care about my legs. Mm-hmm. Like now I have 3 days, 3 workouts for my legs in a week.
Wow.
And it's only body weight. Like running, body weight calisthenics, like squats, and other exercises for legs. Mm-hmm. And the third one, I started to do free run, like flips.
Nice.
And yeah, that's it.
And you feel that your legs are feeling stronger, so also the injury is less probable to come back, right?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, sometimes I feel the place unstable, but I think it needs more time. Mm-hmm. Because from the injury to now, it's maybe year and half.
Okay.
So I think there is time to heal.
Do you think your injury would still have happened if you would have trained legs before it? Like, do you think now, oh, I should have trained legs the whole time? Or is it something that, what do you think about that?
So I think if I were training legs, it could be no problem for my leg to, you know, mm-hmm. it won't happen this injury. So I think everyone has to take care about that and to train legs. A lot of people think that if you train legs, the elements are going to be more harder. Yeah, there is something right in that. You're going to be heavier, but for sure you have more power. Like your body will have more power.
Okay.
I think this is one natural boost for the body because you stimulate a bigger part of the body.
Okay. So today, how does your workout schedule look like? You already said 3 times per week legs, but let's show the people how does your complete work, a week of workouts look like?
So, okay, today after the interview, I'm going to have a workout. So when I'm in the gym, I'll first stretch and warm up. Then I'll start to do statics combos on parallel bars and mm-hmm. Floor, like for 1 hour. Then I will switch to dynamics, some combos for dynamics and dynamic elements. Then I'll do a little bit basics like pull-ups, push-ups, dips. And then I'll switch to workout for legs. A little bit front flips, back flips, and then again with basics for legs, like squats, jumps, and run.
Wow. How long is this training session? Sounds like a whole week for many people.
Yeah, but if you have a good plan, you can make it.
Okay. So how long is one session?
It depends. If it's the weekend, there is a 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
But if it's the work days, it's taking me like 3 hours workout.
Okay. And the rest of the week, if you, how do you split your workouts for the week?
So one day I'm training and one day I rest.
Okay. Every day, like one day training, rest,
one
training.
Day, one day. Yeah. One
and
one.
Your training days always look kind of the same?
Not kind of the same. One of the days I have, I'm more focused on pulling. Like at the end of the workout, I'm doing more Hephaestus or muscle ups. The other day, I'm focused more on pushing push-ups and presses. And the third workout could be with combined three of them, like pushing and pulling, but more balanced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's always statics before dynamics, right?
Yes, I prefer to do this.
Because you need the strength for statics and like for the dynamics, it's not that bad if you already are a little bit exhausted from the statics.
Yes, and also I'm trying to save some power from the statics to dynamics because mm-hmm. if I want to do combos, I have to do statics on the bar too.
True. Makes sense. You already said in the beginning of a session, you stretch yourself, you do some mobility work. Your opinion on mobility overall, is it important for planche? Or like for statics workout in general?
In general, for the whole workout, it's not only the planche or statics, it's about dynamics too. And even for the legs workout. It's good just because, you know, you can feel more your body when you're stretched and warm up good. So I think this is important for sure.
Okay, and you always do it before the session, not after, or both?
Actually, both before and after, because before here in Bulgaria, winter is really cold. So it's good to have a good warm-up because, you know, in the cold weather, you can get more injuries. So sure. You have to protect yourself with warming up and after that stretching.
Sure. Like, what was the coldest temperature that you had this winter?
Minus 15.
Wow. Okay.
It's not like Russia, but it's a similarity.
True. Like in Germany, this winter it was crazy. Like 1 week ago, we had minus 19 degrees here.
Okay.
And like snow chaos with 40, 45 centimeters of snow. But I can totally relate. It's really, the body doesn't feel good. Like if it's so cold and you go to a training, I can imagine that stretching and doing some mobility work prepares the body to
definitely you have to do warming up good before the session.
Do you think is the main reason that people get injured? Because I see a lot of people injuring themselves in calisthenics, and then some other people saying, yeah, calisthenics is not good for the joints. It's too much pressure on the joints. What do you think are the main reasons that people get injured?
I think it depends. It could be because they didn't warm up good or they doesn't have enough strength for some elements, and they are doing try hard. And the other third thing, I think it's just a bad luck. Sometimes it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One question that we received a lot of times and a lot of athletes ask that is, when do I know that I'm ready to start with straddle planche, for example? Because as you said, a common reason is really to be injured is to start too early with an element that your body isn't ready for, that your tendons, your joints are not ready for. So when do you know that you're ready to start with the straddle planche, for example?
I think everybody has to feel his body. So if you feel your body in good shape for learning the planche or lever, like you feel that you have enough power, you can try to learn first basic stuff like handstand and other basic elements, and then to start to learn planche, because you can't throw yourself direct to the planche.
True. And people have to know that you started so early. Like kids are still like the joints and everything is still growing and still quite flexible, etc. You did a lot of basics. You do a lot of mobility, and then you started with your statics, with your planche, etc. This is important for the people to know, I think, because a lot of people want to learn the planche in 3 months or like the full planche in 6 months, and it's like really rushing and wanting to be fast. And when I see your story, you took time. You took your time, but you're like really on a good level now, and on a healthy level.
Yes, I think it's because I wanted to be everything balanced and not to rush direct to everything. I prefer to be my progress to be slower but completed.
I can understand. Do you think are you in general a patient person, or are you like impatient in your personality?
I'm definitely patient.
Okay. Okay. That's a good thing for calisthenics, I think, or like overall a good thing. Nutrition. How does your nutrition look like? How do you eat? How is it possible to have a physique like you? What are the meals that you eat?
So, 2 years, before 2 years, I was doing some diets, like low carbs and low carbs mainly. And it helped me to be more cleaned and in good shape. But sometimes it's not a good option because it's just for a short period. It's not for a permanent. You can't throw away all carbs and eating only meats and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So now I don't have that, but I have built something like a normal way of eating. So I eat everything, but in norms.
In moderation,
I eat and everything, but in normals.
Okay. So do you have like some stuff that you take care of? Do you eat a lot of protein or a lot of fat or not a lot of fat? Do you look on some nutritions?
Right now, no. But for sure, I'm watching to take good protein from my food.
Especially before competitions?
No, generally.
Okay.
Because you can't work out and to eat only bad food, no? And to want some progress, like if you eat good food and clean, I think this is going to be a little bit boost for your body and for you, and just feel better. If you want to have progress, and you eat clean food, it's gonna be boost for your body.
Makes sense. Do you take supplements?
No, only vitamin C and okay. Sometimes protein. Sometimes.
Okay. Cool. We're closely coming to an end. One thing that I would like to know, what are your goals for the next time? Do you plan on competing again?
Definitely, for sure. Actually, I'm burning for competitions because 1 year I was out of the sport, so I want to compete more.
Cool. So we can see Stefan back on the stage. That's cool. At the end of each interview, we always have some quick questions, quick answers. So first question, pizza or burger?
Pizza.
Okay. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog, but I don't have dog.
Okay. Yeah, same here. Do you have a favorite location for holidays?
Home.
Home. Okay. So yeah, when you're when you have some free days, you like to spend them at home.
Yes, or with friends in the mountains sometimes.
Cool. What are the athletes that inspire you?
Victor, for sure. Victor Kamenov, Netko, Eric Ortiz. And then there is other athletes, Dmitry Kuznetsov.
Okay, nice, good ones. Do you have a favorite book?
Not at all.
Okay. what was the best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
There is three competitions which I like. World of Bar Heroes. For sure.
Yeah, you're also wear the hoodie there.
Yes. Battle of the Bars. And there was one competition which I was judge in Slovakia. I can't remember the name of the organization, but it was really good.
Cool. If you would have to decide between only statics and only dynamics for the rest of your life, what would you take?
Definitely statics.
Okay. Expected that. And then the last question, do you have a message for the calisthenics community, something that you want to tell the people listening?
They have to chase their dreams and their goals and not to give up on them.
Nice. Awesome. Thanks for the interview. Where do people find you? How can they get in touch with you?
They can write me a message in Instagram or add me in Facebook.
Awesome. So Instagram and Facebook are down below for the people who want to contact you. Like your links, your social media channels are in the description. Thanks for your time, Stefan. It was an honor, and it's really nice to see you again. I mean, we met each other, I think, 2 years ago now, like approximately on the World of Bar Heroes event in Cologne. And I'm hoping that this summer we can see each other again on a competition. So all the best for you. Thanks a lot for your time. And before you can say goodbye to everyone, and I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this till the end, support this series, and thanks for sharing it, giving it a thumbs up. This helps a lot. And Stefan, you have the last words. Thanks again that you were here.
Thank you, and appreciate it for inviting me. And that's all. Thank you, and see you this summer, hoping.